You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. Now we're going to hear about a new grocery delivery service available in Chattanooga. It's called Instacart. WTC's Richard Winham is speaking with Jennifer O'Shaughnessy, the area manager responsible for setting up the service here in Chattanooga.
Instacart, the online grocery delivery service founded in San Francisco in 2012, is now in Chattanooga as of last Thursday, July 20th. If you were to sign up for a one-year subscription with the service before August 2nd, there's no charge. It's normally $149 a year. But again, if you sign up before August 2nd, it's free. And if you add to that, that you can also order from Costco without paying the cost of membership in Costco, it would appear to be a pretty good deal. The service also gives customers the option of shopping from Publix, Whole Foods, and Petco. There are several Publix supermarkets in the Chattanooga area, but only one Whole Foods market and only one Costco warehouse. The delivery area is roughly a 15 to 20 mile radius from downtown Chattanooga. The delivery service offers the option of delivery of groceries ordered online within 1 hour. How, I wondered, is that possible when the Costco warehouse is in Fort Oglethorpe?
It is a little hard when you only have one warehouse to service the market.
This is Jennifer O'Shaughnessy. She is the area manager responsible for setting up the Instacart service here in Chattanooga.
But, I mean, the beauty in that is if you have enough shoppers on at one time, our system is super smart in knowing how long it's going to take you to get from that one Costco that you guys have to the customer. And it allots a good amount of time to make that delivery within the delivery window. So we make sure to give our shoppers enough time to get to the warehouse, to shop the order, and then to get back to the customer to make sure that delivery is on time.
How many people typically do you have shopping for you?
At one time?
Yeah.
It depends on the day. I would say, in my experience, Sundays are our busiest days, followed closely by Mondays.
So do you have people who are on call for you? Is that how that works as far as shoppers?
So our shoppers pick up shifts.
So it's like Uber, huh?
It is like Uber in a sense. The one thing I think, the main thing that makes us different from an Uber type operation is that when our shoppers are on shift, they're on for the duration of their shift. So they can't hop on and off. The reason we make it that way is so that way we know we have reliable shoppers. Our customers are able to put in an order for delivery and get it in as quickly as an hour turnaround. So we need to know that we have shoppers that are going to be there for them when they place those deliveries. So that's why they work in shift.
How much does it cost?
Delivery fee is either $5.99 or $7.99, depending on how quickly you want it. $7.99 is within an hour. $5.99 is 2 hours or more. And that's provided your order size is $35 at minimum. We also have an express membership if you're going to be what I call a frequent flyer, which is $149 for the year. And that gets you unlimited amount of deliveries with that delivery fee waived. And I believe we're actually running a special here in Chattanooga for 1 free year of express membership for customers that join.
For how long?
For 1 year. They get 1 year.
No, I mean, how long is that that offer open?
That is expiring on August 2nd.
The first thing that occurs to me that might be an issue for you is availability.
Mm-hmm. The customers go on our site. They either go on Instacart.com or they can go on our mobile app. They compile their grocery list. They pick whatever warehouse they want, Publix, Whole Foods, Costco, Petco. They compile their list, and okay, we have a catalog of
items. Wait
a second.
Before you go any further, Jen,
yes,
they have to choose one?
They choose one at one time.
Right.
So, for example...
Okay, and that's starting to make sense to me.
Yes. Yeah. If I want something for my dog, I can make my Petco list.
Right.
And then if I want something for my grocery, I can make my Publix list.
Right. Or Whole Foods.
Or Whole Foods.
So people give you a list of what they want.
Yes.
Whatever it might be, right?
Correct.
And, you know, given the people's tastes and needs, that must run the gamut. There's probably not a typical list, right?
Every list is different.
Yeah.
I remember as a shopper, it could be something as simple as a few ingredients for a meal, and you could tell by the order that, okay, for this family tonight is taco night, and you knew that you were getting this family dinner. Or it could be a huge... week's worth with kids' snacks and juice boxes and proteins for dinners. So the orders can definitely vary. But the catalog on the website does make it super easy for customers to just go on there, pick their items. We put it all the way down to the size of the product, the description, the flavor, and hopefully a nice little picture there. So it's super easy to make your list.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so that answers that question.
Yes.
So you have predetermined what's available.
Correct. We get the inventory from the store. So if the store has it on their inventory list, they send that to us and we have it on our site.
Gotcha. So how often is that updated? It must be updated fairly often, huh?
Yes. Hopefully it's updated daily.
It's updated daily?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Yes.
You are sourcing from three different places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually three different suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Publix, I don't know how many Publix stores there are in town.
I'm not sure exactly how many we are shopping from here in Chattanooga, but it's three or four, I want to say.
Yeah. And I guess that facilitates things for you also, doesn't it? So if you get somebody calling from East Brainerd or that side of town, then that person can go to that Publix and be back, and it's quite feasible to do it within an hour.
Sure. And that's another great thing is that we go to your neighborhood store. We go to
right.
the store that you're used to shopping at, which is really cool that you're able to... send one of our shoppers to your home base, if
right.
you will,
store
instead of a store you're
to.
Not familiar with. Exactly.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking of it from your point of view, Costco and Whole Foods, they're only in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes that something of a logistical challenge for you.
Little harder. And we've done it. We've launched many markets with just one Whole Foods and one Costco, and they're doing great. And we definitely don't set you up for failure. If we know based on what our shoppers have going on, if all of our shoppers are busy and can't get that turnaround time to you within an hour, we won't make that available to you.
Right.
Obviously, that's what we want to avoid. We want our customers to have full pick of the litter, if you will, in terms of turnaround time. But we definitely wouldn't let a customer choose an hour delivery if we knew it wasn't possible.
So how do you hire people? What do you look for in the people you hire?
People can go on our website, or we do have our full service shopper or personal shopper position posted on a couple different job posting sites, Indeed, Glassdoor. They go on there, they apply. And here for Chattanooga, they do all of the hiring in the app. So we offer in-app training, they set up a profile, they get hired on in the app. And then when they start taking orders, there's a lot of in-app training and tutorials to help them through those first few orders to make them what we call a picking pro.
They obviously have to be able to drive.
They do have to be able to drive.
And they use their own car.
They do use their own car, yeah.
If you'd like more information on the service, the website is Instacart, instacart.com. If you're interested in reading what both shoppers and customers have to say about the service, there are any number of websites offering reviews, which are typically mixed from both customers' and shoppers' point of view. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.